Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us in studio once again is Liron Saunders. He is the CEO of CSO. Liron, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back to Hi. How
Thank
are you?
No, very well. And yourself?
I am good. Okay, so I'm seeing so many reports of different days of rage. Where are we? What are the days of rage that we should be aware of? What's happening? Is there one today?
So there's one today.
Okay.
What's very important is it's not the first one that's ever taken place.
Okay.
And it's not the first one to come across our radar or potentially the community's radar. Mm-hmm. So I think since October the 7th, the community's become more entrenched in the news and more understanding of what's taking place around them and around in the world. And that's why these articles are becoming more relevant now and more people are seeing them and more people are reading them. But what's very important is it's not the first one. It won't be the last one. It's not the first we've seen. It's not the last we'll deal with. And I can sit semi-comfortably and say, at least I've seen this before. So we know how to handle the situation and potentially what could unfold today, which hopefully be nothing.
Are we at risk of traumatizing ourselves?
Yes. I think the news and media and where we've put ourselves in media, unfortunately, is doing that. And it's really the responsibility on ourselves to understand the potential trauma we're causing ourselves from various news articles and to read sometimes with a pinch of salt and understand that this is the media doing its thing.
Yeah, and the more that we talk about it, even though we have to, we've got a responsibility to, certainly we do here because we need to make people aware and we need to discuss it. But the more we send this on and panic and say, oh my gosh, there's a day of rage happening today again, the more, and avoid this area or that area, we don't even know where to avoid because this is the whole world. And it's not a South African thing, it's a global thing. The more we risk turning ourselves into sniveling wrecks.
Yeah. So I think, look, what's important is to understand what's happening around the world, but not to panic over everything. So yes, there's a day of rage. Fantastic. Cool. So what does that mean for me? It means I'm going to be a little bit more aware today when I go out to the shops. Instead of being on my cell phone while I'm walking through the aisles, my cell phone's going to be in my pocket today, and I'm going to be aware of what's happening around me. So it's important for us in our general awareness to know what's happening, but we don't want to entrench ourselves in the news and what's happening there because we'll just become nervous wrecks. For me, it's my job to make sure it's my job to be a nervous wreck, but I'm not a nervous wreck, thankfully. It's my job to worry about these things and worry about making sure the community is safe. It's their responsibility to make sure that themselves are aware of what's taking place, but not to get to that nervous state. Mm.
So what would make you more concerned in a situation? What would be the things that you would look at and say, oh, wait a minute, hold on, this one, we are going to take a little bit more seriously. We are going to put a message out to community to say, guys, you know, this is the situation.
Anything where we deem there's going to be a potential impact or potential overflow into our community, that we've got some form of evidence to go on, that's when we'll take further action. I don't want to say further action because we're already actioning items as we speak, but we'll take more further steps to ensure that the community is safe. If I think about 2 years ago, there was that Sandton terror threat. Mm. I'm not sure if you remember around Gay Pride Festival in November. There was a specific threat within South Africa, within Johannesburg.
At a specific place
that had the potential to overflow and impact our community. So what did we do? We put some serious security protocols in place. We worked with some serious role players on the ground to make sure our community was secure because we had some specific bits of information. But this article in this day of rage, it's a global call for people to stand up. It doesn't have a specific point that's coming to say Johannesburg specifically or South Africa specifically. Standing up on a day of rage could mean someone going on their social media putting a post out. So you really got to understand the potential risks. And we look into that and we make sure that we cover our bases on the risks that are out there.
And the one on, you were saying off air, there's another one coming up. I mean, how many of these are happening a week?
So you'd be surprised, but there's probably two or three happening a week. The amount of protests taking place every day is phenomenal. If you're on all the WhatsApp groups and channels, I can guarantee you there's at least one protest every single day in Joburg.
Really?
Not specifically to anything. It could be a strike, etc. But there's at least one every single day. But there's another one on Friday that I think, if I'm not mistaken, is targeting U.S. embassies around the world. So that's there, a bit more specific. We know where the U.S. embassies are in South Africa. We increase our security around it during the time periods that they have announced.
And in fact, it's not all of your job to do, because the U.S. embassy is, and this is not against Jews, this is a U.S. embassy thing. So how involved does, obviously without revealing, you know, too much, but how involved does the CSO get?
So the truth is, when it comes to the U.S. embassies, we can rest a little bit easy, because we know they're on it. The embassies, if you've ever been there to get a visa, you'll understand that they're on it. What we really do is, if we see that there's a potential overflow into Shabbat, that's where we increase our security and our procedures around that, because most of the time these protests in March happen around lunchtime. So there's no real activity within the community, specifically around the embassies during that time. So we're more concerned when there's mass gatherings of community.
Right. And in terms of what we have seen over the last couple of months in Joburg, we'll talk maybe Cape Town a bit different, but is there any form of escalations that you're seeing in Joburg, or are we more or less on the same at the same level threat-wise?
So threat-wise, we've stayed at the same level.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to say we're staying at the same level, because every day brings a different level of threat. So although the threats increase and decrease, they're floating around the line where we've drawn our medium. So where we're at our medium is, if the threat increases slightly, we still cover in our security that we need to cover, and if it's the threat lowers, cool, then maybe we have a little bit extra security, which isn't a bad thing. But from a significant threat level change, it's been pretty consistent, which is very good. But I think that's because the environment has completely changed. So where we're sitting at in terms of a threat level, it's fairly consistent with now what I would like to say is the norm.
Right. And in terms of community response, have you been reasonably satisfied with how community has behaved over this period?
Yeah, absolutely phenomenal. I think over the past Chagim, we've seen some of the best uptake from security volunteers in a long time. So it was absolutely amazing to see, being on the ground as well. It was a phenomenal uptake from the community. So it's really amazing.
Have you seen a greater increase in the number of people volunteering, getting involved?
Yeah,
that is brilliant.
It's crazy. As I said, this past weekend, as a good example, we'd never expected the amount of security to be on the ground at the second half of Pesach, but everyone stepped up and did their security duty, which is phenomenal. We really can't ask for more.
That really is absolutely incredible. If people do want to get involved and volunteer, how do they go about doing that?
So head over to our website. There's a contact us tab, and just select the volunteer option, or just the general contact us option. We respond to all of our emails. It's something we're very passionate about. But if there's anything you want to contact us about, you just go to cso.org.za and find the contact us tab, and you can fill it out, and someone will contact you regarding your question, query, volunteering, etc.
That is absolutely brilliant. Laurent Sander, CEO of CSO. Thank you as always, and thank you for keeping us safe.
Thank you.